Hi guys, welcome to the Free Thinking Podcast. Our episode name is La Vida y la Muerte.
The members in our group are Nelly Garcia,
Magdalena Cabrera,
Mia Dominguez,
and Ashley Mejia.
So our theme statement is, when your death is near, you have the choice to be happy
or to hide in fear.
We are sponsored, but no, we are.
Yeah, we got, guys, we're being sponsored by Google Docs, so they're good, and we used it, and it was good.
For our first quote is, "I wanted to make my parents happy. There is only one thing in this world shittier than fighting it from cancer when you're 16, and that's having a kid who fights it from cancer."
I think that Hazel was trying to make her parents happy, and she was trying to make her parents happy by going and sacrificing her like TV show, and I feel like she was trying to make her parents happy even though it wasn't happy to her.
So she was trying to give up something else that she wanted for her parents to be happy, literally.
Yeah.
So, but
the second quote is, "Your cancer's not going away, Hazel, but we've seen some people live at your level of tumor penetration for a long time." So, like, this quote is saying that she's going to live forever with cancer. She's never...
Not forever.
Like, not forever, but, like...
As long as she lives.
There's not that much of a chance that she could, like, recover from the cancer.
I think that this means... I mean, obviously, it means that she can live a happy, like... life with her tumor, but I think that this would have made her feel happy because she knows that she's not gonna pass away very soon and that she still has a chance to have like a normal, well, life. Almost normal life.
And she can, like, well, from what she thinks, she can try to spend more time with Augustus Waters.
Yeah.
Having more dates, more kissy scenes, and more.
More time with her family too.
Yeah. To spend more time, like to enjoy the time that she's not gonna die that soon either, but she has to enjoy the time.
Yeah. Okay, you wanna read us our third quote, Mia?
"I screamed to wake up my parents and then they burst into the room. There was nothing they could do to dim the supernova explosion inside my brain, an endless chain of cranial firecrackers that made me think that I was once and for all going. And I told myself, as I told myself before, that that the body shuts down when the pain gets too bad. The concussions is temporary, but the pain will pass. But this will pass. But just like anyways, I didn't slip away."
I think that this is not more of her trying to be happy, but her being scared because she had to call her parents into the room because she wasn't feeling okay. And I feel like that was her being like scared and cautious of like, oh, like maybe something's gonna happen right now.
I don't know about you guys, but like it sounds like if she's ready to die, like literally, if you think about it. Or what do you think, Magdalena?
I wouldn't say ready to die, but she's just scared that she might. Because she's like, you know,
she's thinking like about her family, her life, her friends.
What can happen, the consequences.
Yeah.
Like, she knows that, like, she has a feeling that she's going to die, but then she doesn't want to die because she's going to leave so much people suffering.
And she's telling herself that it's going to, like, you know, it's going to go away, but she doesn't know that for sure. And I feel like it's her being scared. But trying to avoid the fear.
Like, she doesn't want to accept it either.
Yeah.
Like, that she's scared.
Quoted for her, she doesn't want to be a grenade.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay,
Mia, can you read the next quote for us, please?
It was Ashley who has to read the next quote.
Okay, I'll read the next quote. "Cancer perks are the little things cancer kids get that regular kids don't. Basketball signed by sports heroes, free passes on late homework, unearned driver license, etc."
What do you think it means, Ashley?
Basically, what I think is that these kids who has cancer, basically they're getting free stuff because they know that people who are a regular and doesn't have any illnesses, they won't be able to get this stuff and for free. So they will have to like work hard, and basically they might never have a chance to get what they want, but these cancer kids can. So basically it makes them a little bit happy, because
so you're trying to say like that they want, if they want something, you're gonna get it, like no matter if it's like this, like the clean way or the dirty way, so they're just gonna get it, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
Magdalena, what do you think?
I don't think like the dirty way, like they're gonna do something illegal or anything, but I think it is like easier for them to receive things like this.
Okay, Magdalena, how do you think it applies to the theme statement?
I think it applies to the theme statement because the people signing and giving them these gifts are trying to make the cancer kids happy and giving them maybe hope, you can say. But what do you think, Mia?
I think that people that are giving them these kinds of things are just trying to make them happy, like forget about their illness. They just want them to like live like a normal life, I guess.
So like to not worry that,
yeah,
they're, like,
maybe to
they're
give them
dying.
Hope.
Yes, hope.
That they're gonna live. What about you, Mia?
Yeah, why do you think that they get these cancer things? I mean, not the cancer thing, but the cancer gifts.
Like, why do they get them, but other kids can't get them?
And why do you think it applies to the theme statement, Ashley?
Well, what I think is that, well, basically, they all know that they're dying. But how this relates to the theme statement is that they're choosing to be happy without worrying if they're going to die right now. And they will have to suffer every day and stuff. But with these gifts, it's literally making them happy and forget all these stuff, like what Mia said. It gives them hope.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Same.
Does anyone want to read the last one? If not, I'll read it.
Okay, Magdalena, go ahead and read
it. Okay, the last quote that we wrote down was, any attempts to find normal social interactions were just depressing because it was so glaringly obvious that everyone I spoke to for the rest of my life would feel awkward and self-conscious around me, except maybe little kids like Jackie who didn't know any better.
So, to like, Jackie was the little girl that went up to her and asked her
about the nose thing.
Yeah, the tube, the nose thing. So, like, just like Jackie, she didn't know, like, what that really was, right? So, like, Hazel's trying to say that, so that's going to be her life. Like, little kids asking what's wrong with, like, what does she have on her nose? But then the grown-ups also knowing, like, that she's going to die. Like, maybe.
I think that it's more like a Hazel, like, not being depressed, but, like,
being disappointed,
like that all the grown-ups just know that she has cancer, so they're kind of like self-conscious about what they say and about what they do. But I feel like it makes her happy when little kids like Jackie, who don't really know much about what's going on in her life,
they won't feel bad for her.
They're curious and they want to know about it.
They won't be like, oh,
like, they're like straightforward.
They're straightforward, yeah, like you said. So I feel like it makes her like happy because they're not like putting on like a front or like being so self-conscious about what they say,
like,
because they're small.
Yeah, like they don't really, it doesn't really matter what they say.
So what do you think, Ashley?
Yeah, well, I know that these kids in general, they have curiosity, and what makes Hazel happy is that, well, from the theme statement is that these kids just try to confront her. Although they don't know
what.
And they would treat her normally like any other kids or adults, but they would try to treat, kids treat others like they're friends. And even though friends, they don't have to like put up a disguise when they're talking to people with illness. And what I think that Hazel is really happy is that she was like, she had to ask her about these things when she, Hazel normally doesn't get
these questions. Because she's surrounded by adults, yeah.
What do you think, Mia?
So I think that, like, when she talks around, like, normal people, people that know, like, better, like, older people, like, adults, teens, and elders, I guess, she, like, feels awkward around them because they, like,
they know.
Because they know. But when she talks to little kids, they don't know any better. So, like, they just come, they act normal around her.
Yeah, I think I agree with, like, all you guys. So, yeah, I agree.
So, like, you guys are trying to say, like, that the grown-ups act different than how the kids do, right?
Yeah. Because the kids don't, like...
They don't know.
They don't treat them any... They don't know,
like, the process that's going on with Hazel.
Yeah.
So, basically, this is all we have for this podcast in our episode. So, hope that you guys...
Enjoyed it.
Hope you guys come back to our next episode.
Stay tuned.
Huh? Ashley, is that you? She's like...